We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Reish Pei Dalid, which is entitled Dini HaFtorah of Yerchoseha. The Mechaber begins Sif Vav, which is a halacha which a lot of us are familiar with. Ein HaMafter Mafter Ad Shigmar HaGolil Legal HaSefer Torah. That when it comes to the Hagman Glila, and even though maybe you have someone who's pretty anxious to read the HaFtorah, the Mechaber tells us it's necessary to wait until the Sefer Torah is completely wrapped up. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason why, and he says, "Hainu shein rishay lahaschil lomar haftorah ad sheyigmor." It's necessary that it should be completed. Now you would think perhaps the reason is because, after all, it's maybe not covered Sefer Torah that you have someone reading the haftorah while the Torah itself is being wrapped up. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. It says, "Vatam." The reason is kishigam hagolel yitin libo l'mashir hamafdir, because we want the person who got the hagman, the glila, to have the opportunity to pay attention to what's being read by the haftorah. Shechovehi al kol adam mishmo parshas haftorah kmo parshas b'sefer Torah. We'd want this person, just as we want them to be able to hear the Torah being read, we also want them to be able to hear the haftorah as well, and therefore, almost sounds like a courtesy, but the idea is because it's an obligation for even those people that have this other responsibility of wrapping up the Torah, that they should listen to the haftorah. For Rashi, shom mashma shesarach lahamtin ad shigolil hasefer Torah b'mitchoy seha. He says that Rashi says it's necessary that it should be completely wrapped up, not just closed, but you should also put the covering over as well. And he also says something which basically we all do. Ein l'salak mi'al ha'shulchan sefer ha'navim o ha'chumish shekorin bo hamafter ad achar habracha. That even if, let's say, you have to finish the haftorah completely, the chumish, or the navi, which is being read from, you shouldn't just remove it from the table where it's being read. Rather, you should say the bracha in front of the haftorah, the book of the haftorah. And of course, for us that have the bracha in it, so it's not much of an issue because it's there. It says kadesh yira v'yavarech al mashehifter. This way, you're saying the bracha on the sefer that you were reading from. Sif Zayin continues and tells us the b'shamis shibeparshios mechubaros, in a time in which you have a double parsha, which we're having quite a few of them. Last week, this week, a couple more coming up. Maftirin b'haftoras parsha shnia. It's the general rule, there are exceptions. But generally speaking, we read from the second Sefer Torah, from the second Parsha. The Ramah adds to this and says, V'nahog l'haskir achar kriyas ha-Torah nishmos ha-meisim, v'varach ha-oskim etzarchi tzibor. He says that after the kriyas ha-Torah is done, after everything's finished, then you would say yiskor, or you would say, as he calls it, Oskim Esarchit Sibor, which we know as a Kumpur Khan, Komach Mufim in Hago, whatever your custom is. And then he says, Nohagin Lomer Yokumpur Khan, Vein Mazem Mishum Isser Techina B'Shabbos. Saying this, the first paragraphs is not considered to be Techina, asking for supplication and davening to Hashem for requests. It's not an issue. Vegamki Nohagin Lomer Av Rachman. We know we say Av Rachman. Vachol Yom Ein Omer Bo Sit Kos Chosedek Ein Omer Mosam. He says the general rule, that if there's ever a time that we will not say Sitkas Chasedek on Shabbos by Mincha, then you're not going to be saying Avrachimim by Mosav either. However, he says, V'yeshman komo shein omer moso kishim avarchim achodesh. When it comes to Berachas Achodesh, there are those that have the minhag not to say the paragraph of Avrachimim. However, he says, Muvad b'imei ha-sfira, which we're in now, v'hoichim b'chol zeh achar ha-minag. You have to follow your custom, but the general custom is that when it comes to sfira, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, and it doesn't make a difference even if there's a bris milah or any reason, when it comes to that, the Shabbos, which falls out during the times of sfira, even though it's Berachas HaChodesh, we still will say Avrachmin because of the different calamities. He doesn't say, but it's like the Crusades, but he brings down Mishim Shehoyu Hagzeros Bosos Man. There are certain decrees that happened during that time. There's also Rabbi Akiva's students that passed away as well. Just want to share one last thought in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll stop. He says that the reason, what is the Mechaber, or the Ramah, emphasizing when he says that you should say all these things after Kriyas HaTorah. Lafuke Achar Ashrei. All these other additions, Avarachmim, Yokom Purkan, or Yizkor, these are things that should not be said after the Ashrei. And he says, Lo Yomer Shum Dover, you really shouldn't say anything. That Kaddish Omrim Lifnei Omud, that when it comes to the Kaddish, the half Kaddish that one says before the Shemot Esrei Musaf, Hukoy al Ashrei. That's going back on the resetting of Ashrei. Shema b'tchila. V'al kein ein lahafsik b'nehem. There should not be any hefsik between them. However, he says v'yahalu shomrim ein hefsik. When it comes to the paragraph of v'yahalu, which of course we say when we put away the Sefer Torah, that's not considered to be a hefsik. And any person that wants to look for an excuse that there shouldn't be a sermon, this probably sounds like the best excuse in the world. It sounds like that between Ashrei and the Kaddish, it says, really should not be a hefsek, but come anyway.